This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It was a long and ultimately fruitless day of negotiations yesterday. Writers for film and television will be picketing at studios in Los Angeles and New York. Today's strike is their first since 1988. The issue this time is compensation for work on the internet and in new media. NPR's Kim Masters reports that the experience is wrenching for everyone who works in the television industry.
On Friday night, the cast and crew of the television show The Sarah Connor Chronicles had taken over part of a Los Angeles park. They were filming a scene involving the search for a corpse in a ravine.
Dave, cut the smoke a little bit, just a little too much. Stand by.
This show is based on the protagonist in the Terminator films, and it represents an expensive wager for Fox, which will begin broadcasting it in January.
Set and action!
Thomas Decker plays John Connor, son of Sarah. At 19, he's already a veteran actor, and he's ready to take the strike in stride.
It does threaten everything, but it's for a cause that I understand and I respect it, and hope it goes away quick.
James Middleton is a producer on the show. Even before the picketing, he says, the strike was causing disruption.
It creates tension and anxiety, you know, throughout the crew, because first there's uncertainty, and that makes everybody nervous, and it takes your focus away from the task at hand.
And as with any crisis, it takes up time.
You have to discuss what's happening with all your department heads and all your crew members. In our world, that time takes away from attention to the show, and that has an impact.
As for writing the show, that's Josh Friedman's job. And Middleton says if Friedman can't write, production will grind to a halt.
It's horrible. I mean, he's my friend. And the writing staff becomes your family. There's 10 people that are on our writing staff, you know, from staff writers up to our showrunner. And it is horrible.
A showrunner is usually a producer and a writer, a person who wears two hats. Showrunners make the most money, and they're in a delicate position. Contractually, they're obligated to do their producing jobs. But it isn't exactly clear where producing ends and writing begins.
There are gray areas in terms of, is something a producing function, is something a writing function?
Daniel Black is an attorney who represents a number of showrunners. His clients are in a bind. For example, the Writers Guild is ordering them to turn over copies of all scripts so the union can figure out whether changes have been made during the strike and punish the offenders. But the studios and networks are warning them not to provide the material. There are also day-to-day issues that arise during filming. If dialogue isn't working, can a producer-writer tweak the scene without violating strike rules? The Writers Guild says no, Black says, but the studios disagree.
I think decisions are going to be made on the set, and whether it's writing or not, both sides, everyone is going to try to do what they can to complete the particular fill-in-the-blank episode or scene of a movie or what have you.
That may be optimistic. Last week, dozens of showrunners signed an ad in the trade paper Variety. They warned that they would enforce the strike vigorously. They come from programs as diverse as 30 Rock, Desperate Housewives, Hannah Montana, Grey's Anatomy, and Ugly Betty. On the set of the Sarah Connor Chronicles, James Middleton says it might be possible to work through scripts that have already been written, but he's worried that won't be enough.
We want to grab a big audience with our premiere, and we want to please them and involve them and reward them for watching our show. And we'll have a number of episodes to do that, but I'd like to have 12, you know, plus the pilot. And with this work stoppage, I'm not sure that we're going to have that.
Middleton and every other producer wants a chance for their show to build an audience. But the networks could use a prolonged strike as an opportunity to drop a show if the early ratings are short of spectacular. Kim Masters, NPR News.